Hey everybody, and welcome to Pittsburgh Comics Podcast number 52, the all DC issue. No, it's not. But it is our 1 year anniversary, or at least we've done a year's worth of these, which is really kind of crazy, because thinking it's just a bunch of idiots sitting around a table talking. Got a big group, as opposed to, what was it, a couple of weeks ago we had, I think there were three of us, but got a big group and a newcomer who's sitting about 4 feet from the table, so she's scared. But we'll go around and introduce everybody. I'm Colin McMahon, owner of Pittsburgh Comics, and joining us for the first time ever is...
Allison.
Matt Lytle.
Joe F.
Tony.
Ryan Sargent.
Jeremy Dan.
Adam Russell.
And calling in from Cleveland...
Nick Borelli.
Wearing his teal Pirates hat.
That's their color, right?
Why not? It can't hurt. But they are 500, so...
It was a good week until yesterday.
Yeah. Well, you know, they forgot what they did right.
Yeah. Once.
Tends
Once.
To happen, yeah.
But the division's wide open, so don't worry.
That's true.
It's a pretty terrible division, so that helps.
Yeah, they're what, 2 games out, 3 games out at 500?
Is this a baseball podcast?
No, I was commenting on his hat. Relax.
I'll write a comic book.
It's just
about
so easy to dump on the Pirates once one person starts, you know?
Yeah.
I can talk about the Pirates still for 2 hours. You want to do that? Or Mr. Belding.
No.
No more.
We have to set rules. But I don't know. Even though it's our big landmark podcast, I didn't really have anything special to talk about. May has been an absolutely crazy month for me. Biggest month ever. Saturday, I passed December.
Nice.
Just crazy. And just with everything going on, even just at home with the kids and plays and musical recitals, it's just been an insane month for me. I haven't read much, so I can't talk much about recent stuff. I think I read more books today waiting for UPS to show up than I did in the last 2 weeks. So that was two.
Adventures and patience.
Yeah. And plus, I'm reading these stupid books. But,
oh, jeez.
I know.
That.
I know.
What is this, a bookstore?
I know. I'm sorry. But so I figured the new previews came out today, and we didn't do one last month, so it's always fun to kind of give it a quick read through. And I like doing it cold where I haven't looked through it yet, just because you get that first, oh, that looks cool, as opposed to, you know, hearing about it. Mr. Freeze was in the Batman Annual.
Oh, right. I'm sorry.
This should be warm.
That book was cool.
Yeah. Yes. And Spider-Man's on fire.
Yeah, the book's on fire.
I figure it's always fun to just kind of just flip through the book and see what's out there, see what jumps out at you. A lot of stuff, you know, people have seen online and stuff, but I think there's been enough stuff. I know even Jeremy was flipping through it just going, wah! You know, especially about Muppet bobbleheads. So who knew? So now I need to order a set of those. So I figured we might as well start with the Marvel one, because it's separate, and lots of times we don't make it past it, because there's so much in here to talk about. What the hell?
I know, I saw that, too.
Okay, we'll get to that. That
was enthusiasm for the day.
Colin, first page, Hawkeye versus Angel.
Well, that's just the ad. We don't want to deal... Oh, this one.
And the ABX.
Wait a minute, I thought it was Angel versus Daredevil.
Not anymore, apparently.
Okay, and it was Hawkeye versus Thor or something like that?
Husband versus wife on top.
Wow.
Yeah, whatever happened to those... How they had the solicits for this.
Yeah.
The verses never showed.
Those were just
they
promo
showed Cap
images.
Versus...
Promo art.
Cap versus Wolverine.
This is versus
Cap.
Yeah.
The next page is ABX.
Right, no, but on the verses for advertising verses, they had, you know, Angel versus Devil.
I remember we talked about it in the podcast, there, right? But it doesn't really...
Yeah, it was Gambit versus Spider-Woman.
But now it was Gambit versus Cap.
They're dating.
That's Hawkeye and Spider-Woman.
Are they? I don't know. I thought he was dating Black Widow, so I'm confused.
Where'd you hear that at?
Hawkeye gets around.
Page one.
All right, so ABX.
Still chugging along. I thought this... I guess I got ahead of myself, and I thought this was going to be for the grand finale, but that's not going to be till next month.
When is JRJR off art, please? Not the next one.
Cooper's drawing number
5.
Well, Adam Kubert does these two, so I don't know.
Are they doing it blocks?
Or 5. I think the first arc was 5, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's still...
Or Act 1. I'm sorry, Act 1.
That doesn't make any sense.
Well, this is Kubert and then Copial.
It's now a Shakespeare play.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right,
the intermission is...
Coypel?
You know,
it's Olivier.
The Avengers 29. It's the flip side to Wolverine and the X-Men number 12. Now, these solicits are for August, correct?
2 months
from June, yeah.
Wolverine and the X-Men 12 is the book that'll be out in June. So you're going to read the story in June, and 2 months later, you're going to read the exact same story from a new perspective.
Maybe it will bring you a revelatory light. Yeah, I don't know.
Hey, Mr. Krabby. Mr. Negative, knock it off.
The verses, the last verses issue was awful.
What?
It was. The Captain America Gambit story lasted longer than they showed it in the actual issue.
Well, that's the point.
Well, that's the point. This is the focus
the AVX
on the fight.
Is the, yeah. the, he didn't just
even,
the fight.
He didn't even take him down in the same way. And in AVX, he hits him in the face with the shield.
Details.
Obviously, it's a different Earth because two different things happen.
617.
I still don't appreciate the Avengers bias in that book because when the Avengers win, it's because they knock out the X-Men. But when, so far, the one X-Men victory...
Who won?
Spider-Man and Colossus. They said Colossus wins, even though Spider-Man's still standing ready to go another round and Colossus leaves. Well, I don't really know how that's a victory.
Spider-Man left. Leave.
No,
like, no, they called
because Magic showed up and said, "Hey, we gotta go."
Yeah, whatever. Oh.
But I mean, that's
Colossus
the X-Men
was the bigger
victory.
Man. He walked away. Hey, I'm just excited. Two covers by Diodato on the next page.
No, they're not.
Oh, no.
So this is something that confuses me.
Ron Garney, who is this guy?
You have Diodato doing the cover for Avengers 29, but Simonson's doing the interiors. But Ron Garney's doing the cover for New Avengers 29, but Diodato's doing the interior. Why can't Diodato do the cover to his own book?
He doesn't want to.
It's not like those guys' styles are anything similar. That's a little weird.
Yeah, so...
Maybe this was supposed to be in New Avengers originally and got moved?
I'm wondering if this Avengers book was supposed to be earlier. You know, I'm making fun of it for the whole Wolverine the X-Men thing, but I wonder if this story should have been...
Like it got pushed back.
Yeah,
because Wolverine the X-Men 11 came out today.
Mm. Yeah, which means 12 should be out towards the end of June, which
or
is still...
at least July, even if it's late.
Yeah.
I don't know. You're just going to have to
maybe
hold
Avengers
on to it.
Be early.
Read it later. Okay.
Mr. Sinister?
Yeah, but oh gosh, all these covers are everybody.
Nope. Oh, the Phoenix Arrive.
The new Avengers cover is almost the same as the Wolverine and the X-Men cover, just in everybody running at the you even have Professor X in both.
And he's walking in both.
Everybody's running towards
Although
you.
Although I'm really behind on continuity. So.
Okay. Sorry, not trying to be critical, but
I don't even know where he's at right now.
He's been out of the game.
Nick,
so
Iron Man accidentally smacked him on the head.
On Utopia, they kind of put him out of commission with hanging out with his son Legion. But last time you saw him is that what was that miniseries where they just all asked the same question and then a Sentinel showed up?
Oh, Prelude to.
Wait, I thought that was the Fear itself. Prelude.
Yeah, who knows what that was? That stalling miniseries of padding was the last time you really saw Professor X. Right prior to that, you saw him in Legacy with in Europe with Legion.
Yeah. He showed up like in Wolverine the X-Men 1, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah,
just kind of a drive-by. Yeah.
But basically, it's been like 8 months since he's appeared in anything relevant.
Now, this
he's been a background mutant, but like Professor X is a background mutant to me is weird.
Yes, I agree.
I mean, he named them. I mean, come on.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Avengers Academy art by good Joe.
I go with
Tom Grummet.
cover by Giuseppe Camuncoli.
Friend of the podcast.
Good. Good one, Joe. Fist bump if you weren't so far away.
Yeah, we just...
No.
Okay.
Now, question on Avengers Assemble. It has the Guardians of the Galaxy, and there's Star-Lord right in the middle. Now... Granted, I'm not up to date on everything, but I remember last I saw it was Star-Lord and Nova trapped in the Cancerverse with Thanos.
Well, Thanos appeared in Avengers Assemble number 3.
Right.
So.
That doesn't matter.
So they got out.
Somehow.
Okay.
But not Nova, because the Nova that we have now is a new Nova. So the Richard Ryder's dead.
Right? Yeah. It's his little brother, isn't it? Isn't it Robbie Ryder?
No, he has like a totally... Whatever the name of the one from the cartoon is.
Yeah, he's the ultimate cartoon character.
Let me explain this.
Okay, yeah.
Basically, there was a trap door.
Oh!
And anybody you thought was dead or missing...
Fall through it,
went right through and came back.
Except Jean Grey.
No, she's coming back. It's just
she chose
months.
Not to
actually
back
just out of curiosity.
She was eating a
how
sandwich.
You know that Star Lord.
She's getting there.
His she, belt buckle.
It just looks like him with the gun and everything. It. I mean, and he's kind of he's the leader of the Guardians of the Galaxy.
I,
so
well, yeah, I just I didn't
she
know
was
there
watching
was like
Mad
Men.
No, I'm just assuming that's who it is. I mean, I guess I could be wrong. Yeah. I don't see Groot.
I'm gonna make somebody mad, but is that Ambush Bug? I know it's not.
Yeah, I was gonna say that. Well,
no, that's just Bug.
Oh, just, oh,
from the Micronauts.
Yeah, he's a Micronaut.
Really?
He was the only awesome Micronaut that was created by Marvel so that they okay could use him where all the other Micronauts that's were right whatever the toy companies.
Bill Mantlo, yeah, baby.
Nice. There you go. Anyway,
what is Rocket Raccoon?
It is Rocket Raccoon, yes.
Throw a Bob's in the background.
Yeah. Okay, no. Secret Avengers. I don't even know what's going on in that anymore.
That's what I just said.
Well, right now they're in space.
Right, but I'm saying what this is. It's saying Secret, the truth between the Shadow Council's ultimate
who
plot.
Cares?
I'm like, what?
Look who's sitting at a table with Arcade and Moses Mack.
Yeah, it is the Bi-Beast.
Bi-Beast.
Oh.
Those are three characters, I'll tell you.
Now, wait a minute. Who are... No, that... Because who's that Spider Girl in the back?
Nah, they have like...
No, they're
like
a
mannequin.
They're in a super villain some gentleman's
club. Oh! that makes
no
sense.
Well,
yeah,
look over by each shoulder. There's a pole and a girl.
Then that's the creepiest thing.
Yeah,
Captain
Spider-Man.
That could be the...
Yeah, there's a girl in a Captain America.
Yeah.
Yeah, like their
American Dream.
Yeah, on a stripper pole.
She's living the American Dream.
These people are sick.
Okay, we'll keep going. Dark Avengers. We'll see how this goes. Since Thunderbolts,
correct?
Yeah, Thunderbolts okay wasn't doing too good.
And
so
now they're on a collision.
But apparently they're keeping the time-traveling story that's been working so well in Thunderbolts.
Mm. Yeah.
Yay.
Oh, that didn't take long for Miles Morales to...
No, well, that's
fine
in Spider-Man, so you don't know right if it actually, because this is an alternate reality.
Dead.
We don't even know if this is Miles Morales Prime.
Oh, right.
This might be a life model decoy.
Right. Could be a Miles
this
Morales
could be a clone.
32? Yeah, right.
Could be a zombie.
Exactly.
Miles Morales Prime. Forgot
about this that is a yeah totally unrelated to previews question, but isn't Kelly Sue DeConnick
Matt
what's-his-name's
wife?
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you. Yeah. I knew she was somebody's wife,
doesn't
but
it,
I couldn't remember.
Isn't
who
it weird how, like, except for like Gail Simone, all the big name female writers are somebody's wife?
But a lot
Dan
of them.
Van Meter,
but I think
Ruckus
a lot of
wife
them ended up that way after they got into the business. It's like you meet in the business. It's not like you get your job because yeah you're there. Sorry.
Who else?
Why are you apologizing?
James Catherine.
That may have been
Louise Simonson.
Louise Simonson.
That's
Kelly
Sue
DeConnick married to
Justin Palmiotti.
Yeah. I guess it's kind of like if you're
although
a lawyer,
you
know,
Louise
you
Simonson
know a lot of other lawyers.
Louise Jones.
Although you
an
could,
mm-hmm,
the Jimmy Palmiotti, Amanda Connor is probably the opposite. Like, Palmiotti gets work because it's married to Amanda Connor.
Oh.
Yeah.
Because she's definitely the more talented of the two.
You know, Chris Samney runs Hot and Cold, but I like that.
That's a good one, yeah.
Yeah. That's a, yeah, that's a good
one. Now, sadly, I don't know how his art corresponds to Stefano Caselli's.
Well, yeah, he's channeling little Marcos Martin.
Yeah, absolutely he is. Now, I was just looking at the Spider-Man 4, just one of the most powerful moments in the lives of both Spider-Men. Really, in issue 4 of a miniseries? Okay.
No, it's the penultimate issue.
Died. The penultimate issue.
Okay.
I didn't actually read that.
That
say
it. I'm sold.
Sorry, Nick.
I really like that Scarlet Spider cover.
The Texas Twister. Sweet.
You mean with the cool dude has the
well, he is
in
down
head
in Houston, so that makes sense.
He's got a hole in his head like, what's his name?
Wait.
Carl.
Is Living Lightning a villain or a hero?
This isn't that a shading hole in his head?
No,
that's his
like
eye.
That can't be his eye.
That's his mask.
He's a villain,
yeah,
mostly.
Yeah, it's the red.
That's what I thought, but doesn't he flip
the other side's
mask?
I think so. He's not
what's
a character I care that much about.
Didn't he have a stint with like West Coast Avengers?
That's an eye too.
That is.
I don't know about West Coast. I think it was part of the initiative.
Okay.
Cole, yeah, what's the lizard variant?
What is it? Mm-hmm. Yeah. I have no idea. It's a variant.
It's
a lizard
like
on it.
Scale the cover or something?
It's these books. I'm sure, yeah.
Oh,
no,
that'd be
those
cool
are different.
The time.
Oh, I thought that'd be cool if it was scaly.
Because they used to do, like, the covers, the textured covers for some of the things that they mm-hmm could scale that.
Yeah, Nick has all the chromium covers of the 90s.
I say, that's the only thing that can make it better if it was
oh,
a scale.
It's a 1 in 25.
Cover,
that's not bad.
I didn't realize that.
Alphas, Omegas, all kinds of stuff.
Chromium.
Nick has every X-Men comic.
These
are really
nice.
But to get them is ridiculous, and they're $30
that
a set.
Cool. Oh, good lord!
This one, this
but like I was saying, I have to order 150% of, I guess,
Is it
the issue that ships next week?
Oh, so they're not like normal variants where
right.
you can.
So you'd have to order.
No. Probably about 70.
What do you order now? 35?
Yeah. Well, no, order 40
just to get.
So I'd have to order 60 to be able to order them.
It is with
at $30 a set.
50th anniversary issue that you're going to be ordering heavy on anyway.
But they're all 50
sure. anniversaries. Why
okay.
not?
I've been reading Comic Skin for 5 years. We've had a 25th, a 30th, and a 50th anniversary for Marvel. I'm
70th? Yeah, we've had 70th? Yeah.
I'm just a hair confused at how we've done that in 5 years.
You're a time traveler. Congratulations.
Yes.
Well, first it was the anniversary of the Silver Age.
I didn't
then
realize that.
What the?
Call
what's
me Rooster.
The problem?
Are you talking about the Wayback Machine Spider-Man's on the next page?
Yeah.
Now we're not just doing point ones. We're doing point ones on series that ended 10, 15 years ago.
There's a lot of things you can do in a point.
Yeah, so we got a Peter Parker Spider-Man 156.1.
Oh, no.
Sensational Spider-Man 33.1 and 33.2.
And
Web of Spider-Man 129.1 and
2. But no Spectacular Spider-Man.
It's on the next page.
Yeah.
Well, give it a
no.
point.
But
no, there isn't.
Why
Spectacular
give it a point?
How about friendly?
Why don't just call it the next number? Then I can bring something out after it.
I think we lost it.
Scott Snyder?
Maybe Nick got us
in. No, it's Nick. Nick.
Just sounds so excited, Colin.
I know.
But why would you do Web of Spider-Man?
Well, no, we can't
and not
see
Spectacular
him.
Spider-Man.
So what's maybe Web of or Spectacular will be the next month.
No, Peter Parker Spider-Man is Spectacular.
No,
Spider-Man.
It's not. Peter Parker Spider-Man is the Todd McFarlane Spider-Man.
No, Sensational Spider-Man is the Todd McFarlane
so,
Spider-Man.
I mean, but what's the
okay,
point
we'll do some
back?
Research on this for next time.
But what's the point of bringing all these back? Just that it's the 50th
no
anniversary.
Yes.
I mean,
why did
besides
they bring
that.
DC brought back.
They're going to continue those stories. Something. You remember
okay.
what was going on in Web of Spider-Man
129?
Alive
then.
It makes you want to go into your
oh, don't
boxes
rub that
and find them again.
Apparently, it's every time I'm here now. I just
okay. And then Ult, they're doing a big looks like a big event in Ultimates. Divided
Colin
We Fall.
Bunn
how
taking
we skip
over Venom?
Venom.
Oh, skip
well,
over Venom.
I'm sorry. Two
well,
issues
I think
of Venom.
That's just a fill-in.
Colin.
No,
Colin
it's a new era begins.
Taking over Venom.
It's not bad.
The Venom.
Yeah, Rick Remender takes his final bow.
He's getting diluted.
I feel like Bendis writes everything now.
Hey,
he's trying.
Off Avengers
see,
now,
there you fit right in.
Yeah.
Hey, he's not right this. Sam Humphries.
Scott Snyder again.
Yeah, he took over for Hickman.
Hey! Oh, I didn't answer it video. Are you okay with that?
That's fine.
I was worried you might be having trouble, so that's
don't
why I didn't answer
it. You want to see
Kala?
Yeah, maybe that's tying up the line. I don't know.
Yeah, so I just answered it. Okay. We're into the Ultimates. Very exciting.
How did they organize
Divided
this?
We Fall, big story arc.
I keep
forgetting
there's the
like
Ultimates.
Yeah.
I mean,
wait, everybody else
America.
Has.
If we were just in,
they're actually doing
Brian Wibbs, Brian Wood's on it, but I don't know if he's going to show any bump at all.
I mean, they've been doing something really radical with Ultimates lately, so... I mean, it's actually a lot different from the regular Marvel Universe now.
Who is
so.
Sam Humphries?
He's the hot
Earth.
Thing now.
Yeah, he wrote Higher Earth number one from Boom, came out a week or two ago.
He did the Our Love is Real.
Yes.
Oh, that guy.
Wow, that guy's getting work.
Yeah.
Well, Jeremy, how do you really feel?
Have you flipped through that book?
I mean...
Is that Marcus Johnson on the all cover right. of Ultimate Comics X-Men?
That's actually Ultimate Nick Fury.
Oh.
Wait, that looks like regular Nick Fury. I'm so confused.
Is that Samuel L. Jackson?
Yes. Yes to all.
Okay. Is that Hawkeye on the right?
It's Galactus.
I don't know.
That's Nimrod.
That's Nimrod, yeah.
You're a Nimrod.
Hey, we're not going to devolve to name calling, Adam.
Just saying.
Actually, if you look Nimrod up in the dictionary, it means great hunter.
You're a great hunter. Stupid.
Okay. Okay,
so, Captain
America.
America
yeah. Oh, Captain Iron Man. And Captain Namor. Woo!
Captain
so now
Namor.
Switching every other issue.
No, I think
no,
we had two or three
Captain
Iron Mans.
That'll
think,
be the
okay.
third issue
I
of that.
I think Brubaker's Cap days may be numbered.
Yeah.
Oh, see, he's already off. Yeah,
no,
he's not writing
Cap,
either of these.
The page previous.
Cap.
Look at Cap.
Okay. Yeah.
He's co-writing the month before, too, with Cullen.
Yeah.
Okay.
I love that.
Oh my gosh!
It's teaming up
yeah.
with Michael.
Wow,
Lark,
it's so. Him and Black Widow on the cover. I guess.
Wait, when did he get a mullet?
It's not a mullet. It's just slicked back.
Yeah,
that's worse than a mullet. Then
it's the '90s. Apparently, long hair is attractive on men again.
Yeah, but he's been like frozen in time for. He doesn't know.
He's gonna catch up.
He's catching up.
Just one day he was like, I think I'm gonna do this.
In his defense, he's the next cover as Hulk's head shaven. So.
Yeah, I was gonna say bald Hulk fighting Wolverine.
Mm-hmm. And the Thing.
How does Hulk? What kind of clippers do you use to trim Hulk's head?
Gamma clippers.
Yeah.
Who's Michael Kermark?
Did you say both Hulk?
That's a nice cover. I'll give him credit on that.
Both Hulk titles are dying slow death.
They're both dying.
Wolverine. Wolverine can fly with these things. Look at it.
I go with Pacheco.
Love that. There's a score.
Yeah, I just don't know if any. Oh, wait.
Does anybody read Thor anymore?
So now, wait a minute.
Okay. Thor? What do you like?
Just same creative team on Journey into Mystery, but so what? Right so now, is Gillen off of Journey into Mystery?
Yeah, this looks like a big shebangy thing to probably end Matt Fraction's run.
That's what it looks like.
Everything burns.
Oh, so maybe I can read Thor again.
And hey, it's 50th anniversary of Thor.
There you go.
What should be the 50th anniversary of all of them?
What's not good about Alan Davis?
He seems kind of mediocre to me.
His run on Exiles?
Hey, it's Alan Davis. Next Defenders.
Hmm. Oh, look, they're being erased.
Yeah, good.
Yes, they are.
Infernal Man Thing, number 3 of 3.
Yeah, Steve Gerber, I love that he's still writing.
I thought Samnee was taking over.
Defenders.
I don't know.
It's changed every month. That title will probably be lucky to make it 12 issues.
That's what it's planned to be. It'll come out next month.
This Invincible Iron Man cover, how many times does a comic book have to have a cover that's a chess set with the characters as the pieces?
Countdown,
I get it.
This one, any...
It's a classic.
Salvador La Roca is a workhorse.
There's a difference between classic and getting
that's
old.
That's not a good cover by him on
it's
the bottom.
Like a visual cliche. I can see what you're saying.
Get tired of visual cliches. Let's get real.
Oh, they're double shipping Captain Marvel in
Wasn't this the
August.
Cover to Captain America like 6 months ago?
No, he was strapped to a bomb.
They looked exactly the same as that.
And this one's like homage to...
I gotta be honest. If you read the solicit...
Posters from World War
II.
What's
her name? I can't remember now.
Ms.
Marvel.
Rosie the Riveter.
Oh, yeah, that's what that is.
We can do it.
Yeah. What were you saying about the solicit?
She looks so
They do nothing to make me want to read that book or even tell me what the book is about.
No.
It's Carol Danvers. How do you not read it?
I've heard Deconic's pitch. Her pitch is basically like...
Like this.
Chuck Yeager.
Right.
Superpowers.
But if you read, now mind you, this idea got put into my head from, I think, Bleeding Cool.
Okay.
But if you read Secret Avengers, they're like setting up, you know, it's Marvel's version of the Shazam Marvel family.
Oh, yeah, okay, I see what you mean, yeah.
So I'm just kind of curious how this comes out of that.
I don't know.
Still not a fan of that costume or that whatever hair.
I think
it's a banana clip. Come on, they're back.
But I think they changed it too.
Right?
I don't think
really.
Like that mohawk.
Yeah, well, yeah.
It's
used
like a,
to not
have.
Have
you
the
been
little
frozen in time?
Mohawk.
It's
Bucky
a
Barnes.
It's a female mullet hawk.
Is that a faux hawk?
No, faux hawks are just up here.
Mullet.
Well, it's
mullet
hawk.
Like terrible. It's like
it's
pushing
like a mane.
Didn't you know bro hawk?
Okay,
Didn't
moving
Storm
on. Moving on.
X-Men?
Daredevil still.
Those are good. Two really good covers.
Looks like Daredevil's going to become sad again.
That's
well,
okay.
They're kind of they teased something in the last issue that that's what maybe.
You don't have a Daredevil trade to sell people.
Tell
me. Oh.
You told me about that. Now I'm very sad.
This is what Daredevil's insides look like.
That's true.
If you, in case you want to see his,
this is your Daredevil. This is your Daredevil on cardio.
He just has a circulatory system.
Like they're finally leaving that whatchamacallit storyline behind.
Yet he still has the D's. That's kind of weird.
Those are
that's a visual
that's weird,
cliche.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
It's tattooed on.
It's
his
a tired visual cliche.
But
that's
so
a really cool Ryan Stegman.
That is a
really
good.
Good
cover. Yeah.
I like him.
Yeah, he's leaving Scarlet Spider. That makes me very sad. He's
you know, really now I actually will read this one.
Well,
that's awesome. That cover's great.
Thing
you should read.
Maestro.
Did you read Fantastic Four last week? Oh, you should. They go in Willie Lumpkin's head and remove cancer.
I gotta read this.
That's
book.
Not a.
It's a one shot. I mean, they go in and they take the big tumor out of his
pass.
Head.
It's a fun one and done.
It is
just from reading Hickman's
He's Maestro.
Manhattan Projects. I think I'd like his Fantastic.
Yeah,
I'm just saying.
Who's the Maestro?
To get
the
whole future, go back and read.
Oh, he's that one from that. From where he starts. Just read it and trade. You'll love it.
That's how I read it.
Oh, the
Future Imperfect. That's where Maestro's from.
Yep.
I take it we're going to see those Avengers kids again?
No, maybe. They kind of were dropped from that Bendis thing, which I thought was actually promising.
Yeah.
Why did they have to put
Ultron, so they had to stop it.
Why did they have to put somebody someday like David Aja on a book I don't want to buy?
That art is amazing.
Like he him and Fraction jumped into it.
I know.
Do you think Aja will make it more than 3 issues, Nick?
No.
He misses. No, look, he runs out of rope.
Falls on a car.
And breaks his leg.
He does great covers.
Yes, he does.
Yeah, those covers, remember that Red Skull? Or
Ooh, Space Punisher.
This book is exactly what it sounds like.
Really? He's got a cape? And
he's got a cape?
It says no helmet
Punisher
on.
Versus Hulk in space.
The Hulk has like 8 arms and...
I kind of want to pick that up now.
That kind of sounds awesome.
Mark Teixeira.
That's a great solicit.
Mark Teixeira.
Teixeira.
Okay.
Do you know if this picks up, there'll be space proper. Everything?
I went to high school because I named Teixeira.
What'd you say, Nick?
Same way.
If this Space Punisher does even so-so, it'll be the new monkey, the new zombie, the new whatever.
Probably.
And they'll make Space Wolverine and Space...
I will buy all of it.
And they,
wait, Space Hit Monkey.
They have the perfect space writer for it. Frank Sieri.
He's terrible.
Yep.
I don't think that gun
but for a project like this...
Space Hawkeye.
Space Hawkeye.
He wears his little...
Yeah.
On his scooter.
Helmet.
Has the pointy thing.
Well, he's got the jet bike already.
Maybe he'll fight dinosaurs.
Yes.
Oh, wait, he's doing
that'd
that.
Be like that Hanna-Barbera.
Space Ghost.
No, that was a different one.
I wish Space Ghost.
Birdman.
Yeah. The Ghostbusters.
You're
going to
do
not...
great with this Daredevil annual.
I like how it's the same
Oh, absolutely. And same with the Wolverine annual, also co-starring. And my question is, it says Marvel Tales by Alan Davis Part 2 and Part 3. Anybody know what Part 1 was?
Next month.
Or is it the... there's a Mighty Thor annual shipping next week.
It says the finale to the tale has started on FF Annual 33.
Ah, okay. Now, when was that? Because I didn't see that solicit in here.
Not this guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
What's good about it?
But Clandestine. All
not
right.
Clandestine.
They're Clandestine.
I like them.
Yes.
They're big and brick.
I believe I have lots of the collection that they were clearing out at like $3
close
a piece.
To that,
so.
That
I recommend
that collection cover.
Okay. Yeah. Legacy, post AVX.
Age of Apocalypse.
The Muppets.
Another cool cover by Mark Brooks.
Really?
Mm. I like
it. There's
his
a lot going on.
Here we are.
Jeez. Well, I will not be trying to get the first X-Men Neil Adams variant.
Remember
I don't
when
think
Neil Adams was cool.
That
kids.
Will
remember
sell.
When he was sane?
Let's see. How many of that do I have to
it's
order?
Not too
to get
wrong.
That?
Can I get the sketch?
No, I don't have to order.
Yeah. Make sure wait, you or under the, order.
It's
so you
the
don't.
Oh, it's a 1 in 50. Okay, good.
What's
it's
the sketch?
The
1 in 100.
Secret History of the X-Men before Professor X.
Yes.
Okay, so what is that? Who's on the cover?
Sabretooth and Wolverine.
Magneto?
Jean Grey.
No.
No.
No, it's not Jean Grey. I forget.
It's, what's her name from Ravagers? Fairchild. It's Fairchild.
No.
And,
hey,
and
modern artist.
Miles Morales.
Stegman.
That's a 1 in 75.
But it seems like...
Magneto's haircut.
Well, is it Magneto?
I don't think
why
it is.
Why does Magneto have a mullet?
Yeah, I read an interview
this
with
like
Gage.
The 50, dude.
Right.
Says Gage was saying that it's Wolverine and Sabretooth and Magneto, like,
okay.
Way back when.
But who's the dude in the monk costume with the...
Well, I don't know.
That's Miles Morales.
That's Chucky Chucky.
Maybe it's a thin Moses Magnum.
Oh, yeah, it could be. Yeah. I'll give you that. No, I'm just saying because he's doing that. I don't know
Powell's
who the...
head looks right.
It just seems like, you know, DC did Batman Odyssey where they said, sure, Neil Adams, we'll let you write whatever you want, whether it makes sense or not.
And it went insane. So this, at
and
the
Marvel
end of
said,
each
hey,
one will have Wolverine naked and
talking
to the mirror.
To, yeah, talking to the reader. What? And then at the end of the book, you'll find out who he's talking to.
Read,
it's going to be like...
Read the last line of the Gambit solicit.
Bella Donna is not in this issue?
That's
porn
you.
Star?
Yeah.
No.
Hey, my dad listens to this.
I think I've tried every gambit.
See, now,
Sorry, Dad.
Huge red flag with this, only because they're shipping one and two the same month, which means I have to put my orders in for both issues before I see anything.
Or you've even sold one, yeah.
So that's always a huge red flag to me, saying...
Madonna. Remember we were talking about Captain America being on a bomb? Wolverine is a bomb.
Wow. Now, does that have anything to do with the wedding?
Yeah, the sad thing is I'll probably get
The Gambit? I'll try
it. You get everything, X-Men.
Does this mean he's going to blow up the wedding?
Nick has to buy it.
It's a cool cover.
I've got every Gambit series so far.
That would be an interesting story.
Okay, X-Factor keeps chugging along.
Is it
in a good way, yeah. New Mutants.
It is the one thing, since it started, it is the one thing I've consistently read from Marvel. Right. I've never put it down.
Because it rarely crosses over. It stays on its own. It's Peter David. It's very personal. It's a great book.
That's the characters I love in it. And New Mutants is still good
for the two people. You have to know what happened to his daughter. Fans like me.
New Mutants are wearing those.
Brian Wood X-Men is going to...
I've really been enjoying the book.
Is that really going to do anything for your sales?
I hope it does, because we're almost to single digits.
What did is that Warlock?
That Gishler book that's terrible.
Right,
yeah,
but
Warlock, it's the New Mutants.
Are people
going to
pick it up because of it, or are people just going to continue to ignore it?
Well, that's like, what I mean. Like, how many people would pick up a book
that's
the way
the artist is.
Right, well, probably not that many, but...
No one but Bill Sienkiewicz can really draw Warlock.
But today was the finale of the vampires, so hopefully they're all dead now.
They're already dead. They're vampires.
They're undead.
Uh-oh. Hey, new artists now on Uncanny X-Force. I don't like that.
As the Punisher.
Two artists.
Two different artists. I don't know how either of them draw, and I learned a valuable lesson that Jerome Opeña makes it not sell.
Well, you got to admit, whoever that dude was Ticini, was just terrible.
I know, but it's... I mean, my X-Force sales have been cutting off.
Excited about Brian Wood taking over.
Yes. We were talking about that. You were having a side conversation.
That conversation
we've already done it. Hey, Sabretooth's back.
She's no butt. Either.
He just put his head back on. That's all.
Yeah,
it was real easy.
Super glue. They're going to explain it.
No, it's Loeb.
It's Loeb anymore. Oh,
it says which one's the real one.
Yeah.
He's been cloned a dozen times because all of the Marauders for Sinister were clones. Yeah. So they probably decapitated a clone.
Who's he fighting?
Sabretooth and a bunch of...
That's Wolverine.
No, on this next page.
It's that red-haired woman. They call it Shaq T.
That's Black Widow's clone.
It's Shaq T? What?
No, plural, but Sabretooth.
Oh, okay.
They started Extreme X-Men again?
Yes. Did you read Astonishing X-Men?
It's Exiles.
Yeah, it's Exiles.
Oh,
it's alternate universe.
Yes. It's
going to
do so well.
That was his spiel in Astonishing. It was like
I like
universe thing.
The Chris Claremont Extreme X-Men.
It was cool for cool at the time. They did the red suits.
Extreme X-Men.
The 90s mutant police force with remember when Bishop was a character.
Yeah. I dug the Destiny Diaries, but then they kind of got away from that.
I like the storyline this is based off of. I'm sure I'm the only person.
No, I just my concern is it's a small storyline from a book that is plummeting in sales.
Yeah, I'm worn out.
Well, it's just Exiles.
Right. So I don't know.
On time.
It won't last.
No.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Like books that don't matter.
X-Force,
don't matter.
Like whatever the last one came out.
Yeah.
At what point did Deadpool become normal again?
That was recent.
Two issues.
That just happened in Deadpool. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, two issues.
Yeah. That was the whole dead storyline, I think.
Is he
and now we have tonight. Deadpool versus the Black Swan. Okay.
That was super.
Deadpool is what he is.
Deadpool kills the Marvel Universe.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anybody reading Fury Max?
Yes.
Good.
Fantastic.
Yeah, I thought it was very good. Really good. Sales were very disappointing, though.
The original is one of my favorites.
Don't read it in front of your
I took it that this
no,
is where
I,
he
I was
went.
Sitting there. I opened up
hiding.
Issue 2
issue
next
two,
to the kids.
The second page. It's
yeah.
like,
ooh,
okay.
No. Brilliant 7. Hey, have we hit 4 yet?
Have you read the old one?
So.
The original Fury Max?
No.
That's really good, too.
Four.
Oh, my gosh. Finally, McNiven, or Millar and McNiven's Nemesis collected.
On sale September 2012.
Yeah, it's what, about a... well over a year and a half since it ended.
If it's not going to be a movie, then he doesn't care.
You're right, exactly.
The hardcover was out in September 2011. So okay. There was a whole year between hardcover and
that just tells you how well the hardcover sold.
Well, it was a really good story. The problem is it was a $25 hardcover for four-issue book.
Yeah, and it was, when you were reading it in issues, that was the one that killed anything Millar writes for me.
I mean, it was a neat story, but...
But it took 3 or 4 months in between issues 3 and 4.
Well, that's he's always writing. Kick ass! Movie. They filmed a movie between 2 issues.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, but that story was so basic that it was kind of hard not to.
I think more writers should take the care that Mark Millar takes to ensure quality in the collected edition.
Thank you, Matt.
But here's a little bit. Here's almost.
They're writing their screenplay. Should do that.
Go on, Colin.
No, it's okay. Okay, we got the Rhino. That looks pending licensor approval. What?
That's another gentle
change.
Giant.
It very much because that's a cooler configuration.
Right, but it's just funny that it says pending licensor approval. Yeah, isn't it Marvel that. The licensor in the Marvel so. Book?
Yeah, I've seen that before.
What?
Yeah, but you see it. Yes, but not when they're the licensor.
Yeah, that's true.
Have you ordered any Gentle Giant stuff?
No, I've ordered, but it's never come in. It's always canceled. So I don't know. But this is just the Marvel Select. This is just the little action figure.
Right.
I'll order some of the Venom Mini-Mates. Those will sell.
Adam.
Oh, my gosh. Ultimate Comics Spider-Man Death of Spider-Man Omnibus for $70 or $75.
Hey, that has the first appearance of Miles Morales.
Yeah, that's why I'm passing.
Yeah. Oh. It does.
$75 for 26 issues.
That's
first
not bad.
Appearance of Miles Morales.
That's not bad, but I don't think anybody's going to want that $75 hardcover. They're going to go pass.
I bet Nick buys it.
Pass.
Which one is it?
Ultimate Spider-Man, Death of Spider-Man.
Omnibus.
No thanks.
Yeah. Now, the
what?
Problem...
Really?
I don't buy everything in trade, too.
Oh, okay.
Well, now, the problem...
16 trades, but...
With this Golden Age Captain America Masterworks, is I think that art style is going to be so jarring.
Oh, yeah.
That, I mean, if people have trouble with the Silver Age stuff, I think they're going to have a lot of trouble just trying
Kirby
to read this
the
stuff.
Kirby in the 40s is rough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this Hulk Abominable, I kind of, on the variant cover, it's like they couldn't have taken off that only 25 cent little thing. They couldn't have just taken that off there. It just looks a little... Yeah.
Someone's going to argue that.
Somebody's going to argue about the 25 cents.
It says it's only 25 cents.
It's false advertising. I want it for 25 cents.
Now, do you want two of these since it's Diodata? One of each?
So it's 50 cents for you.
But again, here you go. Look at this.
Covered by
10 issues for $35.
Fernandez.
That's for a reprint? That's a lot.
Diodata did the art. And that's good Diodata art.
I have all the issues.
I'm sure you'll sell a lot of Doctor Strange.
I'll buy the variant.
Ooh, Astonishing X-Men.
Now, see, this is where Colin's bad people. These have numbers on the end, yes, and he knows I'm OCD. Yes. And he's like, oh, look, these have numbers on the end. And now I have every effing one of these things.
Well, this is number, what is this? This is 106.
just like
and you've read them all, right?
Oh, you gotta got that
okay,
one, too.
Rob Liefeld, X-Men from the 90s.
Oh, yeah, good stuff. Good stuff. Doctor Strange Season 1, actually, I'm kind of looking forward to that one. I like Doctor Strange, so I'm happy they're doing this.
Written by Greg Pak.
Should be good.
I like the only Season 1 I've read.
Which one was that?
FF.
I heard that one was pretty good.
Anyone read
hey,
the X-Men one?
Wolverine and the X-Men Volume 2.
I
did.
I heard okay things.
Hardcover.
Hardcover.
Four mm-hmm. issues.
$25? Oh, only $20.
$20.
Yeah.
Someone needs to speak up to them about that.
Yeah.
Someone
Fear itself trades. Oh, that's timely. Yes. Pass.
$29, $30?
You gotta get the trade of that in.
For
what?
The Fear itself trade.
Yeah,
you actually have the hardcover.
Yeah.
That's for
7 issues.
7 issues, 30.
Oh, and Book of the Skull.
But that doesn't even have the point issues.
That's true.
What the heck?
Yeah, that's very true.
I didn't even read it. I'm mad.
Yeah.
That's stupid.
I'll give you that.
God.
Awesome.
Now, the Avengers one is going to be kind of fun, too, because, you know, the whole thing will be talking heads and an ultimate place action fear itself.
But that, so book of that reads well in
did
a collected
did you read the Matt
ones behind
my
the
last
not yet, no.
Bendis was talking about how great it was, and I pop it open, and the first, like, 4 pages are just talking head interviews. I'm like, well, that makes a lot of sense.
The 12 Volume 2? Yes.
Hulk Smash has been good. Little Hulk stories.
That's actually a very affordably priced trade, $15 for 5 issues.
Mm. That's not bad.
That's like trade pricing from the early 2000s.
Hey, we're finally getting Uncanny X-Men trade paperback.
Wow.
Uncanny X-Men trade.
But again, paperback. 4 issues, $17.
For God's sake, why? Wow, that's even expensive.
112 pages.
Yeah, that's mighty small. Like
that. Wow. This already came out this Wolverine.
Now, just again to show my bias, but you know, DC's doing 7 issues for $17.
Hater. So. 8 issues.
It is a hater, but yeah. I'm just saying when you're going to put the two side by side, one's twice as thick as the other.
Are those Nightfall omnibuses that are coming out?
What, Nick?
Oh, no, I was just saying that's what she said, I think.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
So we're getting a prose novel of Whedon's Astonishing X-Men written by Peter David. Why?
That just you just well, sold because, me on that one.
Because my fiance will buy it.
Ah. Black Widow really? Strikes trade.
He loves Astonishing X-Men, and he loves Peter David.
There you go.
Ipso facto.
I own all of those. He'll probably
now
buy
here.
It anyway.
Electro Assassin, 8 issues, $20. That's that works.
Yeah. Well, tell me, they've reprinted that how many times?
So?
$20.
What makes one printing more expensive than I mean,
4 issues for $12?
Recovered all their money from the creative process.
Well, right, but if they price this Uncanny X-Men 4 issues at $15, I bet I could sell a lot of them.
Or $12. You never recommend it.
Well, here's where I come in Marvel. I'm behind. I don't read Marvel in issues, so if I'm going to read Marvel in trade, I'm going to get my money's worth. So I would think about reading Wolverine and the X-Men if I would get more than 4 issues. If it was like the first 8 issues, I'd go in for it because then I'm getting my money's worth. But I can read those 4 issues in like 3 seconds. And that little hardcover.
You sit there and you're like, wait,
what happened?
You know, a trade.
How did Sinister make a Celestial's head into his own spaceship?
They have Cable Classic Volume 3, which in and of itself isn't exciting. But when you consider that Cable Classic Volume 2 came out like 3 years ago, you've had that several times as a $5 discount thing. I guess the time was right for Volume 3.
Oh, I'm excited.
Namor Visionary. So there's that.
By John Byrne.
Woo!
When did we see Volume 1 of that?
I honestly couldn't tell you.
It's his series from the 90s where he rides on the Griffin.
Are they doing everything John Byrne does as Visionary's books?
Probably just to make him mad.
I think so, yeah.
What is Machine Team?
Gosh, that was a little...
Tsunami.
Yeah, okay. But 5 issues, $15. It was a digest for forever.
Yeah, it was one of the... In the mid-90s,
That was early 2000s.
Yeah, early 2000s. They did a Marvel... They were manga-inspired, but they weren't necessarily manga. It was called Tsunami.
I'm out.
Yeah, it was Submariner, Venom, Mystique, Human Torch...
Machine Team.
Machine Team.
Is that where the Sentinel book came out of, or was that something different?
Yep.
Okay.
Sentinel book was a cool idea. Yeah. Grant Morrison picked that up in his X-Men run with Tom Skylar.
Central Warlock.
Yes, he did.
Do you remember that?
I do remember the end of that. That was pretty cool.
Okay. And all the posters are print. We can see all the posters this time.
Well, why would I want it if I can see it?
Sentinel was just his best friend.
That's right.
Surprise. Spoilers.
Seriously. Essential Adam Warlock, Volume 1. That's kind of cool.
Okay, moving on to previews itself.
AKA Dark Horse. Good stuff.
Page 28.
Look at that.
The creep. I don't know, but I like the Frank Miller cover. So.
Oh, I didn't even notice that was Frank Miller cover.
What?
Are you leaving, Joe Fella?
Yeah, I'll see you
guys.
Joe F.
He doesn't want to deal with this stuff.
I'm wearing anti-DC.
Okay. We're in Dark Horse, man.
Joe F.
Suicide and an old flame in the Haunted Man.
Well,
I actually like the
art.
Jonathan Case art.
Yeah. It's really
I'm not horror fan though.
Each panel reminds me of a different artist, and I don't know whether I should like that or not.
Yeah,
that might be intentional though.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Old new Beast of Burden.
Beast of Burden. Well, you know I'll be supporting that.
Is this just a book about dogs?
And a cat.
Yeah, there's a cat.
Okay, well...
Don't be making fun of Beast of Burden.
No, I'm not going to make fun of it. I might have to buy that for Jess because she loves dogs.
We should get her the hardcover of the original series.
Buffy?
Versus Wolfram and Hart.
Angel and Faith. Buffy Spike. These all have their core people, which...
Mike!
Yes, we did have that fun visit from Mike last
Lobster
week.
Lobster Johnson.
Lobster Johnson again has their people, BPRD. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're there. Easy to order because, yeah.
Like, you know who's going to get it.
Right, I know exactly who's going to get it. I mean, I wish more people did, but.
Well,
so far behind.
Joe leaves, Nick leaves. What's going on, man?
The Lobster Johnson stuff is enticing, so I might have to look into it.
I'm tempted. I got one of those big BPRD books came in with a damaged cover, so I'm tempted to take that and look at it.
No, not the
The Massive, looking forward to that.
When's the first issue?
Soon.
Come out?
It should be soon.
I, saw
I don't think it's next
it,
week.
And I was like.
Well, I got a PDF, so.
That looks pretty wicked.
Forward.
So it does look very good. I've read about half of it. Sorry, Brian. Michael Avon Oeming. My only concern with this is if Powers is so late.
Yeah, what's he doing on that?
Well, why is Bendis he doing this issue?
Well, is it Bendis? Or I mean, you never know who it is, but...
Yeah. Oh, that's a cool cover.
I forgot Nick hung up.
Yeah. You know, that's another cover where I thought, is that Batman?
Yeah.
Now, Colin, you should be picking this up. I mean, the raunchiest superhero since The Boys.
I'll give it a look. Axe Cop? Yeah, I love that Fatima cover. That's going to look good on the shelf. Another Matt Kent. Finder does well. Dragon Age, we'll see. Video game stuff is really hit and miss.
Does it
Mass Effect is okay.
Does it depend on the popularity of the video game?
It does, and not being a gamer, it makes it hard to order, because I don't know...
What's going to be
what
big.
The gamers want.
Well, you know, one's the first game, kind of, after it looks like, because Alistair's King. I played the Dragon Age games.
Okay.
Yeah.
But it also has Isabella and Varric in it.
Yeah, well, Awakening's the one right after the first game. Kind of Varric's in that one, I think. I was told I haven't played that one yet.
Yeah, the first one was terrible. The first Dragon Age miniseries comic was terrible. Okay.
Oh, yeah, that was written by the... Hate monger guy.
The Mass Effect ones are good because they actually tell stories that tie into the video game that aren't in the video game. So you actually learn more about the world if you read those.
They should do that with the Dragon Age because there's backstory on a lot of the characters you meet that you don't necessarily get. They just tell you about them. Like, Alistair will be like, oh, I did this. And you're like, okay, Alistair, bye. And then you won't learn anything else about it.
He's back.
Next, Fear Agent Volume 1 hardcover.
Is it you that talks about that all the time?
What?
Fear Agent,
yeah, me too. This might be a good way to do it.
Yeah.
I mean,
and look, Falling Sky is 136 pages, $9.99. Hmm. There's a better price point.
That's probably that smaller size, though.
It's Noah Wiley's house payment right there.
Noah Wiley's house
payment. That's what I'd call it, too. We saw a preview before we went to see Men in Black 3, and it was just like, I'm not watching that.
Star Wars, not to dismiss Star Wars sells really well, but again, to the same people.
Hey,
which
why
is fun.
Scarlet in Star Wars?
That might be...
54. Lost Tribe of the Sith.
Oh, it's one of the flashback books. For some reason, I thought that was Mara Jade, but she's dead now, apparently, so...
I don't know who she is, but it's...
I think these are more of those flashback books to tell you how the Jedi and the Sith came about before... Like, almost millions of years before the movies take place.
Colin, did you hear the good news, bad news? Becky Cloonan's engaged.
Oh.
So she won't be my first wife.
Oh, well.
So sad.
Okay.
Is that going to affect your buying of Conan?
No.
I didn't think so.
No, I still like
Christmas
her art.
Carol, you have to look at this stuff. But no, this Once Upon a Time machine... That's kind of cool. Just 432 pages, $25. I'll take a chance on something like that. Mm-hmm. It's got to work Farrell Dalrymple, Ryan Otley, Coy Pham.
Yeah.
You know, something like that I'll give a shot on. Yeah. It's easier to take a chance on something like that. Or even the next one, Cherubs, 192 pages, $19.99, hardcover.
Right.
Brian Talbot, he's got a good name, so.
Jam
by Yahtzee Crawshaw.
Oh,
he's the guy from
Zero Punctuation.
Zero Punctuation. He reviews a game.
Oh, it's a novel.
By talking
okay.
Really fast.
Yes.
Okay.
He is very funny.
He is, and he loves Silent Hill, which
yes, he does.
Now, see, this is a book I would tell you to take a chance on: The Art of Portal 2, because that was just immensely popular, and there are lots of diehard fans.
Portal is a big game. Yeah.
Portal is one of the bigger things you see. You see a lot of Portal stuff when you go to like conventions and stuff. So. Portal's very popular.
Well, Stephen Merchant does the voice.
Does he really? Was that Stephen Merchant?
Yeah.
Oh
yeah,
my God.
Stephen Merchant.
Mind blown.
Okay, manga stuff not so much. I don't understand Domo.
He is a cable mascot from Japan.
Right, but I'm just saying, just there's always so much. Oh, that is awesome.
Yeah, it is.
No, the Game of Thrones Iron Throne replica.
You're going to get all of these, aren't you?
Wow.
There's only 500 of them.
Not for $300, but that's pretty cool.
I really did think it was life-size for a second.
That's really cool.
I think I deserve a life-size one.
Not for $300, but...
It wouldn't be that. It'd be
there's not a lot of conviction cool. there, Colin.
Your will is weakening.
It's on sale. Okay, relist stuff. Okay. DC. Stop looking at that.
We'll get there.
The bondage cover, man. Okay.
Earth 1, Volume 2.
Well, we're getting there. That's just the cover. Oh, that's but now we're getting to the before Watchmen stuff. Starts next week. I'm really excited to see how it goes. Yeah, okay. Everybody's talking about the cover to Ozymandias, too.
This reminds me of... remember the Astonishing X-Men cover where...
it's really good
Wolverine
art.
Had the tail and Emma Frost was sitting on his back?
No, Cyclops. That was that miniseries. Yeah.
That's what this reminds me of.
That's better.
And that's what I will say. Jay Lee's art is amazing, and it's great. That's a great looking cover. I just have no idea what that means for how they're going to write Ozymandias in this book.
Well, it's Len Wein, so I give it a lot of credit.
I don't care. That's a cool cover.
It's a sweet cover.
Oh, variant cover by Phil Noto. Ooh.
Yeah, they just announced those today. Oh,
that Rorschach cover maybe is awesome. Not maybe.
Now, which one of the Watchmen characters is going to be revamped to be gay?
I'm going to say Dr. Manhattan.
Yeah. Yes.
He's sort of neutral.
Yeah.
You can't really revamp as a woman.
For being serious, I'd say Ozymandias.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh, Dr. Manhattan has a Paul Pope variant. Mm. Oh. And Rorschach has a Steranko variant. Oh.
Those aren't bad. Those are the 1 in 25.
Yeah. I wish the Jim Lees that I've seen are awesome, but I can't do 1 in 200s. I'm not that confident
in
it.
When did Aquaman show up?
Oh, Cliff Chang on the Minutemen?
That's only 25.
I know. I can't
wait
to see them.
How many of those are you ordering?
75. Well, we'll see. I don't know about number 3. I ordered 75 and number 1.
Is Minutemen next week?
Yeah.
Yeah, Minutemen and
Self
Spectre.
And there will be a big sale on Watchmen stuff. I think next week... This week I got the hardcovers in. Next week I get the trades, and hopefully the week after I get the absolutes. But are you rubbing your hands together, Jeremy?
The thought of I lend them to people and never get them back.
The copies, like,
are you really going to buy a copy of Absolute Watchmen
for $50?
They were selling them
for
$5 each.
Normally,
so I replaced mine.
There you go.
Still not buying it. Still not worth reading.
Okay, Justice League. I just read Justice League 9 today, waiting for UPS. I thought it was really good.
Yeah, you know what?
It kind of got back on track.
Yeah, it really did.
That's the first issue of the entire series I liked.
Does Hal Jordan get any better?
He was
not
barely in it.
He was good. I think that's how he got better.
He was barely in it.
He's barely in it.
There was
just
that
like,
one scene with him
and
the
It was
Flash,
kind of funny with him and the Flash, and Flash wanted to be the bad cop and couldn't quite figure it out. I enjoyed that.
Steve Trevor is becoming the star of this book.
Yeah.
And kind of a bigger star in the DCU, and that's what I'm liking. Also, I really want the Justice League to get their crap handed to them by whoever this new villain is, because they kind of deserve it in the new continuity.
Yeah, and I think they would. I mean, they're certainly setting it up.
They're setting
I mean,
up
if
to
they
be
took
jerks,
the, this
yeah,
guy took down the key enough. That quickly. I remember the key was big in Morrison's run.
Yeah, he was.
Was Steve Trevor? Is he going to lose his hands from that? Though
I don't know.
No, he just broke them. I don't know if he's.
I know, but
they
always over exaggerate that type of thing. Like his hand pretty well exploded.
Yeah.
So I wish JLI was better.
Yeah, well, that's...
It's been getting better.
I'm wondering what's going to happen with this, because we have...
so bad that I couldn't...
Justice League International Annual Number 1 by Jeff Johns and Dan DiDio. So the big guns are stepping in to kind of reconnect that series.
Which is leading to something
with
big.
Art by Jason Fabok, who's the...
Dan DiDio, you're calling the big gun?
No, Jeff Johns.
He's one of the editors of the company.
He's still a terrible writer.
I liked OMAC. I thought OMAC
was good. OMAC was good.
Which he co-wrote with...
You can roll your eyes at me all I want. That's
you like Morrison too. So
yeah, I do. But he's like him and Jim Lee. If Jim Lee was drawing it, it would be the biggest book to come out from DC that month. I mean, for Geoff Johns to step into a series on the annual and just say, I'm going to redirect this. I'm sorry, I'm just not arguing.
No, I'm laughing at Jeremy going, oh.
Okay.
You're always laughing at yeah. Jeremy.
Earth 2, but number 2 ships next week. I'm looking forward to that. I like
the writer goes right back to
Jurgens.
For number 12, yeah. But, I mean, he wrote the rest of the issue.
Can we talk about Hawk Girl now?
Yes.
Hang on, World's Fine. What? Hawk Girl and what?
Hawk Girl.
Okay, so?
Earth 2, number 4.
We all need to pause for a moment and appreciate how awesome that
how
read is.
No, he's just on. No, he's just appreciate. On.
You guys were jumping ahead.
Probably definitely won in the reboot costumes with probably one of the best, because Supergirl with her knees out in her costume.
I mean, seeing this makes me feel okay about giving up Hawkman.
Did you really drop that book?
Yeah.
I mean, it was you who said that you would buy a Hawk person book as long as...
Keep behind that.
Then they tested my limits by giving it to Rob Liefeld.
Yeah, he's just plotting it, right?
And doing the
cover. He did the cover, which
and
didn't
the
help.
Cover,
there's no feet on the covers.
It's Hawkman. It's not about the feet.
And honestly...
The wings.
There's a foot.
Colin
was
a
foot. Wait, I mean, foot? It doesn't really look like a
Colin
foot.
Colin was. I was looking at my poll today, agonizing over.
You're like, oh, I have to buy this.
I was agonizing over it.
No, that's how I was with Batwoman.
You know what?
A lot of it is
then I saw
the shade.
This Hawk Girl, and
that still doesn't look like a foot.
Well, I mean, if you can shade it, like. The light is hitting places where, like,
where did you get to this?
This should be dark.
I don't know where he's
going. Is her?
Sorry, Adam jumped ahead. I am very sorry.
That's okay.
But now this Aquaman cover is awesome.
Aquaman.
That's what Bob Wayne, the senior vice president of sales at the Dallas meeting, kept saying. Aquaman. Just kind of.
I'm really liking.
I teased Jeremy with that.
Yeah,
he's a big Aquaman fan.
I think this is.
Oh, this is the conclusion of the others. Cool.
Yeah, Aquaman started great because it was like a simple story that anyone could get into. Yeah, hwank. There was lots of hwanking. And that's not that way, sorry. And
it's now rated differently.
All right. Well, I have a feeling this is somehow going to tie into Justice League too, so that'll be interesting to see. So.
I like Wonder Woman 12 cover.
Yeah, Wonder Woman has been fantastic. Even with the art changes, but that last one was really good.
The design work that's going on.
Other than Brian Azzarello being drawn into it.
Which was actually kind of cool.
Yeah, it's funny, yeah.
Did you guys read the DC Universe Presents last week with Savage?
Not yet,
oh,
but
that
I,
was
yeah,
good.
I've heard very good.
That was really good.
Okay. So. Captain Atom.
Yeah. Don't they still read that?
Presents.
Flash Rogues. That looks cool.
Yeah.
A bunch of the redesigned Rogues we haven't seen yet.
It's like tempting
heat
to get
wave.
Back to the book.
Check out that Heat Wave design.
That's really crazy. Yeah.
Okay, Fury of Firestorm.
Hey, I'll keep that one. I may have dropped Hawkman, but I'll keep
Green
Firestorm.
Arrow.
You're still reading that?
I'm actually enjoying Firestorm.
Hawkman versus Deadpool. Oh, I mean...
After GC, which Colin claims is not Gene Colan.
I don't think so.
Who would it be after, then?
But he never drew a Hawkman.
But did he draw, like, a Daredevil or somebody?
Not with his foot up into his butt. Yeah, I honestly have no idea who that's after.
I have to say, if it legitimately is after Gene Colan, we need to collectively hunt down Rob Liefeld and smack him over the head.
Stop it.
He just retweeted me. I'm excited.
Oh, Rob did.
Yeah.
There you go.
You tell me.
What did you say?
I found a Brigade Wizard sealed card that I had. And I Instagrammed it to him, and I said, "You remember this?" And he said, "Yes."
So
whoa!
You guys had a moment.
There you go.
I guess. I mean, you know.
Did you notice that Hawkman's claw and his left foot look exactly the same?
It's his knee.
We were just trying to figure out this other guy. I guess Saint Bastion's right foot.
And this.
And I'm not sure. If
it
that's...
looks like a hoof.
When did Hawkman become like
Wolverine?
Chunky? He's like, he looks like a, I don't know,
he's like,
he looks like me.
Well, he lost his...
It doesn't look like he's ripping his wing out.
He lost his neck.
It actually, their arms are not correct.
I think you're right. That is like a hoof.
Yeah, wait, look at he's right. Look at the bicep on his left arm.
Yeah, it's way off. Like, yeah, it's a lot bigger on this side than it is that side.
And then the arm runs into the sword and just stops.
Then they're, like, stubby, like...
But do the eyes match?
They're not...
There's no eyes.
That's hardly.
Colin
Hawkeye.
Can we go back
Hawkeye.
To Hawk Girl?
Hawkman doesn't even,
no,
Hawkman
no,
doesn't even have an eye.
Apparently I'm the only person excited about the facing page.
No.
Action Comics. No, I've been enjoying it.
Yeah, I like Action
Superman.
Atomic.
Waiting for the trade.
Superman Annual.
I could recommend.
Wish they could all be as good.
Superboy.
I dropped all four books.
Supergirl.
Well, I canceled.
Superman Annual. I'm interested in because it's Keith Giffen. It's not Dan Jurgens. It's just Keith Giffen, and I like Keith Giffen.
Dropped all four of those.
Batman Inc. Oh yeah.
I don't mind Superman.
What in the hell is that?
That Batman cover.
I don't know,
awesome.
But it makes me want to read it.
Batman's it's Wingman awesome. And Redbird.
Batman yeah. and Talia al Ghul.
Of course it's Wingman and Redbird.
Well, no, Wingman AKA was Damian. The bad guy. He was the turncoat in the Club of Heroes arc.
Obviously.
And he died, and then, okay, I'm going to stop somewhere.
Yeah.
That is, you're right. Is you're right. That is, that is an awesome merch. Batman cover.
I like Morrison a lot. That is
Batman cover. That is awesome.
Batman. I'm wondering what sort of significance the power button plays into anything.
Variant by
Brian
Hitch.
Oh, I didn't notice
Hitch.
That was a power button. That's cool.
Yeah, it's a power
that's
button.
That's an interesting.
Hitch has
yeah.
a lot of variants. He did the variant for
DC,
yeah,
too.
He did the variant
well,
for
that's
because
his
one.
Marvel just ended.
Yeah.
Like
Marvel exclusive.
Is it okay to drop Detective Comics really even though it is Detective Comics?
You should have done it long ago. Sorry.
Yeah.
The cover's pretty.
Yeah. Yeah, the covers look nice. The art isn't bad. I don't mind Tony Daniels' art. The
Detective
is
Annual.
Just, where is it going?
Tony Daniels' fine when he does one or the other.
Yes.
He can't do both at the same time.
That's interesting.
Looks
interesting
good.
Cover.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm interested
the Dark
up. Knight cover looks
yeah.
Well, I'm interested in that because Greg Hurwitz is writing it.
Yeah.
I haven't really disliked Dark Knight.
He wrote that Penguin
oh.
Yeah.
Crap, I dropped that today. I need to put that back on. That
yeah,
Penguin
he,
really good.
Are you
an idiot?
Yet, but
he wrote
apparently.
He wrote some Moon Knight.
Batman and Robin
Batman
versus
Robin.
Terminus.
Yeah, I don't know who that guy is, but I'm excited.
You really need to get all the Batwoman
stuff.
Batman or Robin is
you know,
so good.
It's and really, did you go, it went downhill.
After
me
Reader
and
left, just went
Ryan were talking about Batwoman
crap.
Before this.
Mm-hmm.
I can't.
This is Williams' art.
Yeah, art and cover.
Batwoman is like
yeah.
one of the most confusing books.
Yeah.
They tried to do the story structure where they're going to tell you a story from all the different characters' different points of view, but
at different
every
points in time.
Yeah, it all takes place over, like, a 3 or 4 month period, so then they'll be like, Jacob Kane's story 3 months ago, and then the next issue, Jacob Kane's story, like, 3.5 months ago.
How do you have time to get the story when you're staring at J.H. Williams' art?
But
he hasn't done the art.
Like Amy
done
Reader
the
did,
art.
Amy Reader did 3 issues, and then Trevor McCarthy just did the last one, because
okay.
Amy Reader said they
yeah.
were bad circumstances.
You can't really pay attention
know,
to anything
well,
when you're trying to figure out what the date is on
I
the...
I just don't really understand why they're bringing magic into this book, so...
That, yeah.
That Batwing issue has the
look
air
at,
of finality
now, the
it
interesting
in
the cover, Wonder Woman in the corner.
They would say it is, though.
But yeah,
oh, no,
DC's
I know.
Good
no,
about
I know.
That.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's not as that. Wonder Woman,
I'm going to keep this book just because he's taken over art again. But
he's not going to... He's only going to alternate
I don't mind the writing. It's the structure of the writing.
He said he's
going to
alternate art, so that was the original.
Bounces all over the place.
Because he said he couldn't keep up with the monthly schedule. But I agree with you, Jeremy. The Batwing 12 cover does have a finality to it. I agree with you.
But, I mean, I know what you're saying, Colin. They are usually very good about saying final issue, so...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or maybe
Batgirl
versus
you know,
Batwoman.
It's the penultimate.
That Catfight.
Batwoman cover is awesome.
I like
also.
The cover to...
Wow.
Yeah. Well, Gillum March has been crushing
yeah.
it. Although, I see he's not doing the insides anymore.
No.
Anymore or for a month?
I don't know.
Well,
I haven't read
the last
that
couple
of
issues were Adriana Mello, and this one is too.
Okay.
With Julio Ferreira, so.
What's the weird Red Hood and the Outlaws cover that's like a homage to like Star Wars or something? What
well,
they're
probably going to space.
Yeah, they're going to Tamarine.
Oh, yep. Starfire's made it all the way to Tamarine.
It's Rockefeller. His stuff's always really brightly colored.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
Really angular.
Nightwing. Colored. That's a good cover on Nightwing.
Yeah.
Does anybody still read Birds of Prey?
No.
Yeah. I may have dropped it today.
I'm so on the fence. Like, I want to know what happened with Black Canary and her husband.
Yeah.
But this art in Swazinski's writing
know
is
who,
so awful.
Starling is.
I am one of the biggest. I love Black Canary. She's my absolute favorite, and I can't read that book.
Just because it's not the same Black Canary to you? Or?
They did something where she's not Canary anymore. It's like,
yeah.
I like Green Arrow as well, and mm-hmm. they did something Green Arrow's not Green Arrow.
No, I agree.
And Travel Foreman draws her like she's a short, fat chick.
There's definitely a moment with the new DC books where with almost every character where I realize like this is not my version of the
except
character.
Except for Batman and Nightwing.
No, even with Batman and Nightwing, the flashback issue of Batman where he talked about trying to find the Court of Owls when he was a kid was like that was a very different kind of Batman story than I'm.
That whole reference in Dark Knight where they showed the guy in Dark Knight that the Talon actually had fought Batman before.
Yeah,
that kind of ruined the whole thing for me.
Ignore tie-ins, acquire Snyder.
But if Batman encountered a Talon in the past, you don't think he'd go, like, do a little more research into the owl shape, you know, the owl.
Yeah, that made no sense.
The guy in body armor that looks like an owl.
That's why I'm hoping when they collect the issues, the tie-ins aren't going to be anywhere near the Batman books.
I think it'll be Batman and Nightwing in the trade.
I can see that, but...
And that would be fine, because they're both good.
I just thought they planned that out a little better with... Because remember when Scott Snyder was on, he said that the Bat family basically meets up and they discuss this stuff. You think they would have passed on a lot of that stuff. Why did they even go against... They know they're going to get this from comic book
why?
People.
To get people to read the books.
Or editors, yeah. These Green Lanterns look good.
Yes.
That annual, that I like that cover. I mean, it's simple, but I like it.
Changes.
Yeah. Well, it's the Death of Superman cover, but
hey,
we'll
yeah.
That's Marvel's line.
Wonder if that's bagged.
Everything.
It's polybag.
Yeah, I wonder if it's going to be polybag.
You get an armband, too.
And a poster.
I like where Green Lantern's going now.
Green Lantern. That's I like that cover.
It's a sweet ass.
You like cover. Jeff Johns or...
No,
Jeff
the John. Fernando Passarino.
That word's okay, right?
Oh, is it? Okay, I didn't know if it was a family
guy
podcast.
And he's being
guy
well,
we are.
Tearing things apart.
That's not a censored word.
Looks like he's ripping the... That's an alpha lantern. He's ripping the lantern out of his chest. Yeah.
That's
kind of cool.
Angry Guy Gardner.
That is angry.
Oh, I love Angry Guy Gardner.
The Guardians. The Ring Thief Unmasked. You're still doing that?
Why does Kyle Rayner have a blue chastity belt on?
It's around his belly. It's not where chastity belt is.
It's all the
colors. That was a joke, Colin.
Dial H number 4.
Did they ever mention his
girlfriend? Oh, wait, you're way ahead.
In the new stuff?
No.
Ice?
No.
Oh, sorry. Oh, Kyle's?
Yeah, Kyle's.
Jade.
No.
Alex?
The one in the fridge.
Alex. No, I don't think they have.
What?
What?
Mentioned his original girlfriend.
His original girlfriend.
Yeah, the woman in the freezer.
I don't think they ever mentioned her in the new 52.
It's Gail Simone's favorite topic.
It is, women in the refrigerator.
She's obviously lost in new 52 limbo with Wally West.
Yeah, her and Wally West are
navigating
the multiverse.
So, I know I didn't like Dial H number 1. Did anybody have strong opinions on it?
I thought it was good.
You didn't like it?
Number 2 is next week.
I thought it was good, but I didn't outright love it. I mean, it was weird in that good way.
Yeah,
like, exactly
it's almost more if Morrison was going to do it. Yeah. Boy Chimney and Captain Lacrimose, you know.
Captain Lacrimose made me laugh. So
yeah.
I had to Google what that word meant, just for the record. I was like, I don't get it.
It's the little teardrop tattoo on the eye was what made me giggle.
Justice League Dark.
Like the Ryan Silk cover.
Yeah,
so do I.
Not final cover.
Who's the dude closest to us?
Dr. Mist?
Yes.
Or what did somebody called him something else?
Yeah.
I think it was
Constantine called him something.
Was it Constantine or was it no, I think it was the vampire guy.
Oh, Bennett.
Yeah, I think he called Mr. Fogg or something.
Yeah, Professor
I enjoyed
Fogg or
that.
And they were like
Blackbriar Thorn.
Yes. So that's going somewhere.
I like that. Animal Man.
No, double cover.
Oh,
Rotworld. It's here now.
Oh, that's cool.
Very cool. They're both preludes to Rotworld. That's cool.
They are. Now,
hey, Abby's back to looking normal.
Yeah.
This is another
thing.
Yeah,
that happened in the last issue. She fought back.
Okay.
This is another thing where I'm wondering how they're going to collect it. Are these two issues going to go into the... Like, are they going to do a collected book where
it's... They might do a Rotworld book.
That's what I was hoping.
I would say see what they do with Night of Owls.
Yeah.
What's Buddy's son's name?
Mullet Boy.
Yeah, it doesn't look like it's a cover, but you can't tell because his arm's covering it. But
now I can't think of what
is the... Will the new artist... continue using the mullet?
Yeah, because that's the original artist who drew him first with the mullet.
He's
going to
go for it anyways.
Yeah,
why does Abby have a shotgun with a scope?
I don't know, because it didn't
she's
have a scope.
She's not messing around.
A shotgun's not effective in a range where you would need a scope.
She's a shotgun sniper.
Told him to draw a picture of a gun.
Comic books.
Okay, these four we're a little concerned about.
Frankenstein.
Yeah, I think Vampire is really good, but I don't
think
it's
selling well.
Yeah.
That's what I mean. Yeah.
I think it's very good, too.
Resurrection Man's been okay. I haven't dropped it yet.
Other than that, yeah. I
keep hearing very good things about Demon Knight, but not a lot of people.
Demon Knight's I'm petering out on.
Yeah.
It's the cover of Deathstroke. We've seen that before, haven't we?
Mm-hmm.
It's Lobo.
Yeah, but the guy being reflected in the sword. I know Liefeld's done that before.
It was in that
McFarlane did it, but he's done it since. I think he did it with like Shatterstar or somebody being reflected.
It was
Shatterstar.
It was in the little X Force mini series.
Okay.
It was Shatterstar.
Yeah. Right, the one from a few years ago.
Yeah.
Grifter. I still like Grifter. I know I'm the only. Well, me and Tony. Tony and I both like Grifter.
Best cover I've seen in the book.
That's either
so
blood
far.
Or his skin.
Well, it's Grifter meets the Hulk.
Grifter by Liefeld.
Yeah.
Colin.
And Frank Thierry.
A part of you just died inside. I saw it.
But he's not all squinty. There's no lines all over his face. True. So actually, that's pretty good for him. GI Combat, I'm kind of lukewarm on.
It's a big chart. Mm-hmm.
Stormwatch, I still like.
The problem with GI Combat is I like the second story, not the first.
Yeah.
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 The Unknown Soldier is great. The
yeah.
Dinosaurs are... Yeah, whatever.
I like Stormwatch says, Martian Manhunter quits Stormwatch forever, probably so he can go be in Justice League.
Where he belongs.
Yeah.
Like, really, DC, Wildstorm failed the first time. let's let it be dead.
They tried. I just don't really think they integrated it as well as they could have. But
probably hard to say no when Jim Lee is your whatever he is.
Your mm-hmm. editor, publisher-in-chief, or whatever, yeah.
I've loved All-Star Western.
Mm-hmm. Suicide really, Squad's been good.
The last issue had a part that I just loved that was they were talking about Alan Wayne was going to put in botanical gardens.
Nice. Yeah.
He was one to put, but the guy is looking at him and he's like, he says, yeah, but he's like, that land has a poison ivy problem or something like that. I thought that was funny.
That's the other thing I don't like about that book is they work in current Gotham references way too, they like little try too hard.
I think it was when they fell in the cave with the giant bat.
Ooh. Hey, there's a page of books that are getting canceled.
It's not awesome.
Phantom Lady.
Not real awesome.
Yeah, Phantom Lady by Justin Grange.
That's
Granger
really good. Drawn by, with the cover by Amanda Conner.
Did anyone read the Ray book that they did? Was that good?
Yes, it was good.
Oh, my. Right, wait, how are we
I know,
skipping?
We skipped, well, because that kind of caught my eye.
How
sorry.
Are we skipping Earth 1?
Yeah, Earth 1 Part 2.
When is Straczynski going to get bored in the middle of this story?
Well, no, it's already done.
I know,
it's
a middle, I know.
Hardcover.
I didn't really care for the first one.
I didn't mind the first one. I liked it.
That was emo Superman.
National Comics Looker.
That looks really cool.
Top supermodel until she was turned into a vampire.
Yeah.
Ah, so they can't, she's not.
Well, see, I can relate to that at least.
I think the last time she appeared was in Seven Soldiers, but she wasn't a vampire there.
Looker?
Was that Looker
no,
in that book?
Was it Outsiders?
Or was that... Oh, was she? I don't know.
Notice the camera, though. That's pretty cool.
Did,
she's
did,
not
you
know, in
did
the
John
picture.
Did John Hale run her back?
Did you see who that cover is?
Okay.
Gillian Marsh.
Who am I thinking of in Seven Soldiers? Was that...
I don't know who Ian...
Guardian,
whatever.
He's done stuff. I don't know her name.
No, there was a... During the group therapy session that Zatanna was in, there was a similarly themed woman...
Lilith, not Marvel. I don't know.
I'll look it up later.
Black Alice?
No.
Okay. I just noticed this, but nobody... I don't know if anybody reads...
Black Alice. She's gone, huh?
Batman Beyond, but the cover has Batman with a
cape. I thought they brought her back in Dark last week, but that's Black Orchid.
So it does. Maybe he gets a cape?
What's that?
Batman Beyond has a cape.
But doesn't no one has to draw him?
You can go read it online.
Maybe
find
he gets
out
a
right
cape.
Now.
Well, I could, but
could be a
maybe
flashback.
It's cold wherever he is.
Maybe it is.
Could be a flashback because Bruce was Batman.
Well, maybe it's like a new piece of tech for the suit or something.
When he was in the suit, Bruce never wore the cape.
No,
that's true.
He always had the leather arm.
I will say that August is probably not going to be your strongest month on the DC trades.
Yeah,
that's okay. But just in comparison to the Marvel talk we had earlier. Looking at no, but Birds of Prey 1-7, $14.99.
That has about 4 pages of quality in it.
But just value
if
for
you're
comics.
Lucky.
That's all I'm talking about. It's not $5 an issue.
But
really
page
like
count. Page count does not equal quality.
Okay, so you're saying Uncanny X-Men 1-4
is worth
is quality?
Look at Birds of Prey. Yes,
the hardcover.
That's your
1-9. Batman Dark Knight for $25.
So when you're trying to get somebody into a book, they're more likely to buy more because you're not going to get 4 issues in, like
buy,
we said earlier.
You're
and
gonna
just
buy 7 issues of Birds of Prey.
I already
go,
bought.
This sucks.
I bought.
I've
done that before.
Issues. Yeah,
thank you.
I owe Donnie. Forever.
Oh, so
yeah,
was the
no,
cause of the end of it.
Very, very well
what
priced.
You don't know is while you're turning around, he was like,
but just because you get a lot of it doesn't mean it's good.
So for $14.99, even if it's crap, isn't bad for
me. We can get into a what's good argument.
I've seen a lot of Marvel crap that's cost a lot more.
We're getting the third Nightfall book, which I'm really.
Yeah, no,
about.
I mean, that's a good value.
Well, why is that better?
Because it's a good story.
So what? Why?
It's a good story.
Tell me, quantify for me exactly.
Okay, Joe,
write me
Joe
a thesis.
No, that's your
300 job. Words tomorrow.
300 words by tomorrow?
I didn't know Alan Davis had done much Batman.
Well, here, another comparison. Just here's 6 issues of Ultimates is $5 more.
That's Jonathan Hickman.
in a hardcover.
Why should I? Oh, it sold so much less than Birds of Prey.
I canceled all Fantastic Four.
Well, that's just your silliness.
Okay, Nightfall Volume 3. Those have sold hugely well. Oh, absolutely better than they should have. Like,
I still haven't read them. I might just
wait. Volume 1 is the one worth reading.
Read them all in one shot. It'll take me a year and a half.
Don't have all the Brightest Day trades out?
No. They did the hardcovers first. Yeah. But yeah, no, I agree with you.
Yeah. I'll be getting that Legends of the Dark Knight Alan Davis book.
Now, here we go. Jeremy told me about this one earlier, and I don't know how many of these to order. I'm thinking double digits.
I'm thinking.
Showcase Presents Amethyst Princess of Gemworld.
You're going to have to dip into a second print.
648 pages.
Do we still have
both miniseries?
I think so.
And Legion of Superheroes. 298. I mean,
it's got all, pretty much back. every appearance yeah. of Amethyst, I think.
They
ever.
Put her on Netflix, and now Gem is coming back, so right, there you yeah. go.
You know, we're going to get Amethyst.
Oh, awesome. Green Arrow Longbow Hunter's new edition. That's been out of print for a long time.
I've been looking for that.
That's awesome.
And they re-released the Archer's Quest.
With Archer's Quest. That is a fantastic. Those are two.
Was the Brad Meltzer still good?
Because I didn't like the Justice League. Fantastic.
His Green Arrow was really
It's one of these you have to. It's got one of the best endings.
All right.
Like, surprise endings of a comic I've ever read.
Should I bother with the Kevin Smith stuff beforehand?
Cool.
Okay. You don't need to. Just
awesome.
Read,
That's what I like
the
to
The villain
hear.
They never finished with in the Kevin Smith was fantastic.
Onomatopoeia?
Yes.
He popped up in Cacophony.
Yeah, he showed up in
Cacophony. But I wanted to see the
Ollie fight.
But honestly,
Longbow Hunter's
Ollie fan and
good stuff.
Yeah.
I'm happy to also see this Stormwatch Volume 2, because I was worried.
Yeah,
the Alice.
Because the first one didn't have all of it. I'm like, what?
This Penguin.
The Road to Flashpoint.
This Penguin miniseries was good.
Yeah. I think we passed this.
I'll probably
what
that
do you want to talk about?
I just noticed the Road to Flashpoint.
The art was a little dark.
Seems like a long time
good.
For that to come out.
Yeah,
like, I don't mean dark as in, like, style-wise. I mean, like, literally.
Well, I have to be
dark.
He-Man and the Masters of the Universe 2.
By James Robinson.
Yeah.
That's an interesting.
That is
not.
Really,
I'm not as much of a He-Man guy.
No, I'm not.
Oh, another annotated Sandman.
My good friend Mark.
Where are you going?
Yeah, to listen to podcasts. The only
so
podcast
go away. It's only 9:15. Cracking the whip.
Fine.
Adam, where's your?
I don't have it anymore.
We'll finish up DC and then we'll move along.
It was making noise. Oh.
Sandman slipcase set, which is a little odd, only because we just had to order it last Monday. So it's weird to have to order something 2 days before the book that it's in comes out. But
what's the weird caveat with that? It says they're going to do another edition with the 10 volumes
yes.
later on? Why? Why not?
Number 10 hasn't come out yet.
Okay.
So, right, but all the first nine have. So what it is we can get the slipcase and then put our own in it, or for $200 you can get the whole thing.
So the slipcase has room for 10.
How is the 10th trade? Is it like a new edition of the 10th trade?
Yeah, they've been redoing them all, new coloring, and stuff like that.
That's what I was confused about.
Leaving.
I'm sorry.
You leaving too, Donnie?
Yeah.
Fine. Everybody leave.
I'm not.
Fine.
V for Vendetta, book and mask.
That is awesome.
That's cool.
Well, first, we got The Last Scalped.
Thank you.
The Last Eye Zombie.
The Last Eye Zombie?
Yeah, because he quit.
Who quit?
Roberson.
Did he really?
Yeah, he quit. He quit DC because he doesn't agree with what they're doing with Before Watchmen. All
right. Good night,
good
guys.
For him.
Stay, everybody.
See you, Donnie.
I'm looking forward to Punk Rock Jesus. And Saucer Country is probably one of my favorite new books.
But yeah, no, and then the next page, V for Vendetta book and mask set. I think that's awesome because it's only $25.
You can
so,
buy those masks at the costume shop for like...
Right, but the book itself is $20. So you're getting the two, it's only a $5 mask. I just think that's a neat way to put it together.
I'm in.
Full package for
DC Comics,
you like that one?
Superheroes, Wonder Woman Bust. But that's
then,
not... That's not Women of the DCU. That's not the series.
That's my guess is it's the new part of that. It's probably because it's maybe
like
the new costume, the new 52.
She looks very manly,
too.
I expect her to have an Adam's apple.
Alfred E. Newman.
Now, this Batman, do I get this Batman to go with the Harley?
No.
Which Harley? The one with the dogs?
Yeah. Same thing. This is the museum quality with the cloth.
Did anybody buy that?
Not yet, but look at that Joker.
Oh, yeah.
That's
Brian Bolan.
Yeah.
I'll be ordering that.
Okay. Well, since everybody abandoned us,
Oh, and look, Ryan leaves right when
right
Rocketeer shows up.
Yeah, well, we won't talk about that with him then.
We'll just skip it. Well,
we will come back next week.
Will we really?
For start of year two. Good Lord. We'll talk to you later. See ya.
Than a bullet leaping buildings in a single bound. Came from out the shadows, cause that's how we get down up in your town. Walk between billionaires and evil scientists. Sorcerer supreme, all the teenagers are buying this. Gamma radiation, nobody could mess with this. Hold steady with venomous symbiotes in my penmanship. Your friendly neighborhood MC back on the scene. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry, all I'm seeing is green and red and blue. I hold the shield for America when a soldier out Siberia. Rocking any microphone that's near to ya. Clobbering it till in the coffin you sit. Agenda for extinction, bring out the horsemen of the apocalypse. Part of an evil brotherhood, acolytes that believe. Super friends who make beats and cats that MC. It's the area code to the planet that we protect. The Infinity Watch is now back in effect. Now, put your hands up like this. For all the vigilantes in the streets taking a risk. For all the heroes undercover ducking, pressing the pigs. For all the villains that he's scheming on that doomsday tip. That's how we do it. Superpowered MC who can spit. That's how we do it. Superhuman on these tracks that I flip. Yeah, cause you ain't seen it quite like this. Because that's how we do it in the 616. Got my ruby quartz shades and my colored rings. Laser scope rifles ain't concerned with them other things. These rappers wanna talk about ice chains and fancy cars. Me, I'm trying to build mansion in Asgard. And from the Hellfire Society studio with Cerebro. Mind patterns and rhyme cause I rap about what I feel though. You hear the rhythm and you're hearing the track. I'm here to take it back to days of future past in my rap. I'm the Stan Lee of the streets. Demand things when I speak like your attention and respect when I jam these in the beats. And my tape deck pops, my mixtapes still rock. They're in your system, that's what Soundwave's telling me on the block. Ricky Bobby Drake's the only ice that I rock with. And mental telepathy is the only style that I talk with. Close your eyes, you can listen up in your mind. During this song, been freestyling there the whole time. Now, put your hands up like this. For all the vigilantes in the streets taking a risk. For all the heroes undercover ducking, pressing the pigs. For all the villains that he's scheming on that doomsday tip. That's how we do it. Superpowered MC who can spit. That's how we do it. Superhuman on these tracks that I flip. Yeah, cause you ain't seen it quite like this. Because that's how we do it in the 616. Drop the beat out. I wanna go Pietro on these cats, right? Yeah. Spitting a rhythm that nobody's getting. I'm down to the infinite watches. The wisdom will battle these women and children. I'm ripping tracks. I go Mark 5 with a power pack. Hawkeye, what I'm aiming at. Stop time, watch your chain react. Can't lie, I'm a brainiac. Little they know, I'm stealing the show. I'm filling the streets, unlimited flow. The second of Doc Ock when I'm killing it, yo. Please, shots to your chest. You're rocking a mess like Cable did. I'm hungry as Wally West at a kitchen table. Nobody will save ya, kid. I'm Frank with a gun. I'm Hank with his son. I'm blonde when I skip lunch. Eating rappers, man, so thanks for the gum. I'm Stark's wallet back before all these banks had a run. I'm Lex Luthor when I rap. I'm trying to blank out the sun. Cause all I see are friendly faces and shifty eyes. Keeping these anonymous commenters honest. Making them realize. You love to hate me on the net when I try. That's why you get no love when you're up on my block. Now, put your hands up like this. For all the vigilantes.